Well, 35-14, the Braves wanted paybacks, and with 7 minutes to go, it appears that they may get the paybacks. But you know what? Just like we said last year, we may see these guys again. But tonight, we're going to love it. 35-14 purple, 7 minutes to go. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have two of our guys up here, and we'll have Coach Craig Ness. Might even bring three guys up here. Heck, when you beat Nagani for the first time in a long time. All right, here's a bouncing ball on the kick. It dies at the 25-yard line. Miners pick it up. Return it near side out to the 30-yard line and to the 31. That's about it. 6:55 to play. 35-14, and hey, how about the tackle there by Maddox Kruger? He's pretty happy. He's a skinny boy, but he made a good tackle there. See, Gavin DePoint, I know you're listening downstate. You missed it, buddy. You could have been here. No, congratulations to his brother and cousin getting married, not to each other. Two weddings for the price of one for Gavin downstate. That's why he's not here. He'll be with us in Kingsford and all of our other games. Two receivers to the right. And Jacobson's going to keep it himself on the option. Now he'll toss it over, and he'll get a couple of yards up to the 35, maybe 36-yard line, LaCar. And you know what? It's got to be a lot harder for Kai LaCar. Last year with big Nico Lucarine in there, you know, LaCar was the second thought, right, by the opponent. And here tonight and this season, Kai's got to take a lot more of the Nagani leadership role. And he's a good player. He's just going to need some help as the season moves on. They're going to have to get some passing game going. And, you know, that's where they miss Philip Nelson. That kid would catch balls in triple coverage 5 feet over his head. Motion man near side. Jacobson hands it off up the middle. He'll just get a couple of yards. That's LaCar once again, the workhorse. Gets about four. He's shy of the first down by one. And let's roll that clock. Milk it like a cow. 5:50 to go. Austin Salas with the tackle. Boy, yes, he played well defensively in this game. Man, oh, man. Austin Salas doesn't have the rushing yards that he would like to have, but his defense has just been outstanding tonight. And honestly, I could have 10 different guys up here in the postgame show, literally, maybe even more. A lot of guys contributed in this game. Third and one for the Miners on their own 39. Motion man near side. Draw play up the middle. That's a first down for the Miners out to the 42-yard line. That's Johnson. That'll stop the clock with 5:16 to go for Nagani.
Also there was Max Wilson. First down for the Miners.
There's some clean jerseys out there right now for the Braves. Two huge plays, actually three in the first half for Elliott Vitadeau, a touchdown reception and two interceptions. And then Casey Alwarden in the third quarter to the house twice, once on a kickoff return, once on a touchdown pass from Nate Young. 4:49 to go. First down to Nagani on their own 42. Ball's on the right hash mark. One receiver to the right, none to the left. They do now have a motion man near side set up. They'll run it up the middle. And again, spun around as he crossed the 45 is Johnson. Gets to the 46. It'll be second down and six for Nagani as they're just trying to get out of this game without anybody getting hurt. They're down 21. Our cousin Vinny comes out. I think he's done for the night. He's earned a spot on the bench. Isaiah Boyce, too. How about that big kid who didn't play any football? He's out as well.
6 yards to go.
Second down and five for the Miners, under 4 minutes to go. Braves by 21. Jacobson under center. Right up the middle. And again, just running the football. Kyla Carr across the 50.
Max Wilson making the tackle.
Gets five. Third down and about a yard at the 49 of the Braves. The difference really was the defense, folks. In that second quarter, Nagani, in early third quarter, Nagani had the ball in our territory three straight times, in the red zone twice, and could not score. And then the big play offense, and again, special teams, 2 weeks in a row, Casey Elwarden. 3:17 until victory. 35-14 Braves, Miners third and short at the 50. Actually at the 49 of the Braves. They'll run it again up the middle, and I don't think he got the first down. I think Caden Gibbs stopped him. He pushed forward. If they give him forward progress, they might. Kyla Carr, though, he did not get it. So fourth and one at the 49. Tick, 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 down to 2:42 to play in the game. 35-14 Braves. Now coming off the field is Ethan Larson. Boy, did that kid play well tonight for the Gladstone Braves. Fourth down and inches for Nagani just inside the 50. Here's the push up the middle. They'll get the first down this time. It's Ty Jacobson. Went right behind his center and got the first down after a gain of two. But we're down to 2:21 to play. Braves 35, Miners 14, an emphatic statement. The Miners made a statement on their first possession of the game, but the Braves did all the statement making from there. Down to 2:10, it's running. Miners in the huddle at the 47 of the Braves. First down and 10. Motion man near side is Mager. Oh, the ball's fumbled on the ground. It's scooped up, and it's a scoop and score. Back the other way. Touchdown. Touchdown, Braves. Nate Young on a scoop and score. Woo-hoo. How about that? The ball was on the ground. He picked it up, and it's a scoop and score. 51 yards. Braves. 41, Nagani 14, unreal. Wow. All right. Let's see if Trevor could put another one through. Vinito will do the holding for Thorbon. Place down, kick is up, high enough, long enough, straight enough, it is good. You know it's going now when the Braves get two extra points in one game. 42-14, the Braves. How about these guys? 1:45 to go, we're back in 30.
At Elmhurst County Market, we're pleased to help support high school sports. Hockey, football, basketball, cheer, wrestling, baseball. We back all our local teams by holding fundraisers, making donations, and supporting this broadcast. Please keep in mind, the money you spend local stays local. Thanks for choosing Elmhurst County Market and allowing us to continue to support our community.
Your super duper value store.
Find us on elmersfresh.com, Instagram, and Facebook.
Down to the final 105 seconds here tonight. Braves 42, Nagani 14. Never would have thunk this. But you know what? We may see them again. So the Braves will kick it off here. Yesney back deep. As Austin Salas will kick it away. Ooh. Here's the return now. Yesny sidesteps a guy, gets it out over the 30 to about the 32-yard line. Flag flies at the end of the play. I think that will go against Nagani for a bad block, which is too bad for Yesny because... No, it's against the Braves. Well, I tell you what, a lot of that is from last year. Losing to them in the quarterfinal. And let's not sugarcoat it. There was chatter, I'll put it that way, that came from the Nagani area. And our guys are getting paybacks tonight, but they got to be classy about it. That's the second 15-yard penalty of this quarter, and I'm sure Craig will tell about that in their breakdown of the game. It's not that big of a deal, but they also called holding on Nagani, so that is going to offset then. And the Miners will have it at the 35. Now, you don't need unsportsmanlike penalties when you're up by 28 points. So they walk it back and then move it up. Nagani will have it on the 38, but I don't think they're going to try anything. 42-14 Braves. Wow, this is going to be a real happy scene 99 seconds from now here in Happy Rock. They've passed. Oh, Jacobson fumbled the ball, and now he's going to get cremated. Down he goes. He is sacked by Rex Kelly back at the 32. Second down and 13. Austin Salas coming over. Terry's pumped. Down to 1:15. Nagani second and long at their own 35. And they just want to get out of here. Come back and fight another day. And like I said against Marquette last week, this Nagani team will be back. Marquette, I said that last week when we beat them badly. They won 49-0 tonight. Nagani, I feel bad for whoever plays them next week, because Jacobson's going to have a very unpleasant week of practice with his guys. Boy, I'm surprised Kyla Carr is still in there running the football. He gets wrapped up as he crosses the 38, a gain of 3. But the clock's going to run down on this one after one more snap. Third down for Nagani. Third down and 9 at the 39. 27 seconds to go. The Braves are going to celebrate here tonight. And you know what? We got the holiday weekend. It's an extra day to celebrate. Down to 17. Clock running. Nagani comes to the line. They only need to snap it one more time. Jacobson will do that. Probably will go to a knee. Nope, he will hand it off. They'll run it up the middle, get a couple yards. Clock runs out. It's over. The Braves have made a statement here tonight. The whole state of Michigan will know about this one. The defending state runners-up have come to the Marble Athletic Field, and they've been flattened by the Braves tonight. 42-14. 42-14. The Braves with the win. We will head to Kingsford next week, and you could bet there'll be a target on the back of the Braves next week and the rest of this year. Good group of kids from Nagani, though. And those guys, again, you will hear from them before this season is over. I can guarantee that. Final score, Braves 42, Miners 14. Our post-game show starts in 3 minutes.